Now we're going to have the Texas Supreme Court panel, and we are very, very grateful and honored to have with us three members of the court to give us an update. And between them, they have a total of getting on 100 years of judicial service. Chief Justice Nathan Heck is the longest-serving member of the Texas Supreme Court in the history of Texas and the longest-tenured Texas judge in active service. Justice Deborah Lehrman is the longest-serving woman justice on the Texas Supreme Court in Texas history. And although Justice Brett Busby does not have yet a superlative time tenure on the Supreme Court of Texas, he's a seventh-generation Texas, so he's been doing something, or his family's been doing something for a real long time. And here to herd the cats, I mean moderate, the Supreme Court panel is our committee member and frequent speaker, our friend Ann Johnson. She practices law with Tillotson, Johnson, and Patton in Dallas. It's a boutique litigation and appellate law firm that she joined and founded in just last year in 2022 after spending 26 years at Haynes and Boone. Ann has done everything, won every award, and in her spare time, she works with All Neighbors Coalition in Dallas, which is a planning body to coordinate housing and service funding for homeless families and individuals in Dallas and Collin counties. Take it away. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me start by, of course, this is a panel that truly needs no introduction, but I want to start by saying that it is not true in every jurisdiction in this country that the judges on the highest court are so generous with their time, with their insights, that they value continuing legal education and transparency with the bar. And so for that, I just want to say, I know that these judges do a lot of this kind of thing, and it's so important to those of us who practice in this court. And on behalf of everyone in the room and everybody who's watching on the webcast, thank you. Chief Justice Heck, this is your 35th term on the Texas Supreme Court, making you the longest serving member of the court in Texas history. And you recently gave, because we've had a legislative session, you recently gave an extraordinary address on the state of the judiciary, in which you said a lot of things, but I want to ask you about one thing you said. You said, the public complains that going to court takes too long and costs too much. If the justice system were a business and its customers had any choice, it would be in bankruptcy. Can you share with us briefly, we could have a whole CLE just on this topic, but could you share with this audience briefly some of the measures that are already in place and that you propose to address those issues?
Well, thanks, Ann. I guess the biggest one is electronic participation in hearings. So my former colleague, Chief Justice Bridget McCormick on the Michigan Supreme Court, is fond of saying the pandemic was not the disaster we wanted, but it may have been the disaster we needed to provoke some changes that we could have made a long time ago and now are making. So remote proceedings have been somewhat controversial as they've developed, but before the pandemic, Texas courts decided 8.5 million cases in 2019. And a vast number of those cases are going to benefit hugely from being able to just call in, attend docket calls, simple motions. Family proceedings have changed enormously, so there's a lot of change with respect to that. And then we'll be looking, now that we're getting past the pandemic a little bit, we'll begin to pick up where we left off, looking at JP dockets, municipal court dockets, trying to expedite those cases. That's where, most of the people meet the judiciary, is not, certainly not in our court, but in municipal court and JP court. So we'll be trying to speed those things up too. But we're mindful of it, and we're trying to take steps to make it better.